I think for us it's very important to support one of these failed states, that we call it a fragile states, which are states in a difficult situation for a long time, but with the recent acceleration of the crisis, I think we are close to 1 million internally displaced people in the Central African Republic. The humanitarian situation is very, very bad. So for us, it was very important to react very quickly and try to see how we can help the population in this country to face this cycle of violence and this crisis. We believe that if we don't do something now, we might be locked in an equilibrium which is really, really bad, and the country will be really very difficult to restart.
How exactly will these funds be used?
The way we'll be using it is that we'll be trying to have a fast disbursing money, which means that we will try to ensure that some of the functions which are essential now can resume. One of them is to create activities such as food for work or cash for work, where we'll be helping to people to go back to work, but also to have money in their pocket so that we can help the economy function a little bit again. We would like also to help paying the salaries of some of the civil servants, and particularly in some of the sectors which are so important, education and health, where we would like to make sure that there is a minimum of activity going on to be able to face this humanitarian crisis. Doing that, we'll be working very closely with various institutions, and some of these resources will be channeled to the World Food Program, WFP, to help on the food provision side. And we'll be also working with FAO to help provide some seeds, because if we don't have the seeds provided to the farmers now, before March or April, we are kind of affecting the next crop and therefore can face even worse economic crisis and humanitarian crisis in the next year.
Now, will this money be given all at once or spread out through the year?
Now, it will be spread out through the years. It will be spread out through the years based on a certain number of indications. For instance, if we have to pay civil servant in education and health, we will quickly try to have a list or roster of employees to make sure that we are not paying people who are not medical staff or who are not teachers. So there is a minimum of safeguard that we are taking. And what we will be doing, for instance, if to pay the salaries of some of teachers, of doctors, of nurses, it will be spread all along the current year. If it will be helping farmers to grow, seed will be given now, but it will depend on the particular cycle of the crop we'll be supporting at that time.
Are these funds given outright to CAR? Are these loans, grants? How does this work?
It's mainly grant money. It's mainly grant money because CAR is a country which have a level of income per capita which is very low and which meets the grant criteria for our resources. It will be done under our jurisdiction for some of the projects that we'll be using to disburse the money, particularly in education and health, but also under the jurisdiction of some of the institutions that I mentioned, WFP, FAO, with which we would have an agreement to make the resources available to the population. What we're trying to do is to be as efficient as possible